You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Installment of the Hour of Power radio program hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. God bless you. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry coming to you from Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. The pastors there, great man and woman of God, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson, say God bless you. And welcome to our listeners. We're here on the radio every Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. Thank you so much for your faithful support and for you listening, sharing the broadcast, sharing that you heard us right here on WWBC 100.7 FM. I'm your host in the studio today, Minister Andre Jordan. It's good to be with you. And I was thinking what a great day it is to be saved. And I was thinking about the Lord and how the Lord is a God that saves and how the Lord is a God that rescues. Father, so as we get ready to jump into the Word of God, I just want to say, God, thank you for saving. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for setting free. Thank you for coming to see about your children. We love you so much. We praise and we thank you. Let the Holy Spirit of God lead this time together however he desires. Let the Word of God go forth with liberty, free course, free reign. Speak to our hearts, encourage our hearts, remind us of the truth of your word and of the weightiness of your word, and of your might, power, and strength, and your ability to save and to deliver. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's good to be with you today. It's good, and we thank God always for the platform that he's given us right here in Brevard County. We thank God for how he is moving by his power and by his spirit, and how every weekday he comes and he shares just nuggets with us to encourage us, to inspire us, to motivate us to stand firm in his word and to believe God, to believe the word of God. And so today it's just been really, God has been ministering to me about God saving, about God saving, about God coming, about God rescuing, about God answering, about God as our source and about God as our solution. And I kind of want to speak from that place today, share with you from that place. I find it very encouraging because we all know how life can be wonderful, right? Trying, right? Can have ups and downs, mountains and valleys, kind of we see in the scripture. But the thing about it is that we have to remind ourselves, don't get stuck on the mountaintop, and also don't get stuck in the valleys. But what's important is for us to know and to recognize that God is God, and God has all power, and God will save, and God will deliver, and to remind ourselves that God is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and so he does not sleep nor slumber. He does not miss a beat. He sees all. He knows all. He's in control of all. He's all powerful. And so today when we think about our various stories, our various situations, our various plagues, our various trials, our various what's on our plate, what we're dealing with, we need encouragement from the Word. We need encouragement from the Lord. We need to be reminded today, look up to God. Look up to God. And so let me start today reading in Psalms 91, because if there is a psalm in the Bible that is a place of encouragement, that speaks of encouragement, that speaks to remind us, do not give up, stand fast, stay strong, I believe it's Psalm 91. So let's read there today. It says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Those that live in the shelter of the Most High, they're going to find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. My question today is, where are you living? Where are you dwelling? Our homes, our dwelling places, our homes, our places that we live, where are we living spiritually? Where are we dwelling spiritually? Are we being intentional to make sure that I live in the shelter of the Almighty? I live and I rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He's got me covered. He's got me covered. Let's read verse 2. We're in Psalm 91, finding strength today from the Word of God, finding encouragement today from the Word of God. May the Word of God today be like an infusion. May the Word of God today be like a blood transfusion. May the Word of the Lord today be like an injection. May the Word of the Lord today be like the oil and the wine. May the Word of the Lord today be like the balm of Gilead. May it be the ointment for our soul's distresses. May it be the ointment for our soul's diseases. May it be the ointment today for what our soul needs. May the Word of the Lord restore our soul. Hallelujah. Verse 2 of Psalm 91. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God in whom I trust. I will say, this is a declaration. So when we think about the Lord today, when we think about the encouragement of his word, let me ask another question. Do we declare from our mouth into the atmosphere what the word of the Lord says? We pray, we cry out, we complain sometimes if we're honest, we whine, we gripe, we moan. But Psalm 91 verse 2 says, I will say. So let me ask the question of you and I today. It's an encouragement to bring us into remembrance of the power of the Word of God. I will say, I will declare, I will say. Say this to me, even as you're listening, as you're riding along, wherever you are. I will say, tell yourself, Andre will say, put your name in it. Andre will declare, because many times the challenge is we're not saying nothing. We're not declaring nothing. We're struggling and we're trying to get through something without saying, without declaring. But I declare that in the scriptures, the Lord in Genesis 1 and 1, the Lord in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, he was declaring, he was saying, he was creating. And he said in Genesis, let us make man in our likeness and in our image. And in doing that, God said a mouthful. And in doing that, he declared to us, I have made you, I have created you in my likeness and in my image. And I want to add, and with my capabilities. So you and I have been created and made in God's likeness and in God's image, and we have been made with his capabilities. We have been empowered with his capabilities. So that means the creative force that is in God is in me. The creative ability that is in God to open my mouth and declare a thing. Open my mouth and say a thing. And I want to say this. As long as what we say is in alignment with the word, as long as what we declare is in alignment with the word, God will back us up. The host of heaven will back us up. And that is powerful. His supernatural on my natural. All he's asking us to do today, say something, declare something, make your decree known, put it in the atmosphere. Thus says the Lord. We can look into the scripture. I can prophesy the word over myself. I can declare the word over myself. I can proclaim. I can decree. I can stand. I can cause the word of the Lord to be Jehovah Nissi in my life, a banner. And so I'm going to read Psalm 91, verse 2 again. I will say, today, I will say, today, I will decree. The Lord, he is my refuge. How about you decree that today? God, you are my refuge. God, you are my fortress. God, in you I will trust. I believe just those three declarations. God, you are my refuge. God, you are my fortress. God, in you I will trust. Those three declarations is enough to shift, to pivot, to launch you out of whatever it is you're going through. Out of whatever it is I'm going through, because right there, as we began to open our mouth and declare and to put in the atmosphere, those three declarations, shifting took place, because now we began to look upward. We began to shift our focus back on God. We began to bring into remembrance the power of who God is. Bring into remembrance that God is not a man that he should lie, that everything that God has promised, he shall do it. He shall fulfill it. So a shifting took place. Maybe when we woke up earlier today, the first thing we thought of was, oh, the situation, oh, the problem, oh, the person, oh, the children, oh, the money, oh, the job, oh, the setback, oh, my health, oh, my foot, oh, my leg. But when we declared what God's word declared, a shifting, a reset, a snapping out of it. And that is a tool that we can use daily throughout the day. When the enemy, who is constantly on his job, bombarding our mind, seeking entrance through our mind, through our heart, through our soulish realm, it's connected. We can shift with just a simple declaration of God's word. Take the tool today. The Lord has given us something. He's given to me and you a tool today. Declare, I will use the tool of God. I will use the word of God. I will now decree every day over my life. I will tell my life what it will do, what it will be, what it can have from the word of God. God's word is true. It's established. We can never go wrong using the word of God. Psalm 93, verse 3. Surely, still declaring, he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. He shall deliver me from the noisome pestilence. He shall deliver. The New Living Translation, verse 3, Psalm 91. For he shall rescue me from every trap, for he shall protect me from deadly disease. Declare Psalm 91 and live today. Declare Psalm 91 and live today. Declare Psalm 91 and be delivered today. Declare Psalm 91 and be rescued today. Declare Psalm 91 and be preserved today in the name of Jesus. This is a medicine. This is a prescription.
This psalm is healing. This psalm is deliverance. This psalm is rescue. This psalm is a miracle ready to take place in your life and my life today. Thank you, Lord, for Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord, for the mind to tune in by divine inspiration today, just to hear this reminder, just to hear this encouragement. God heals, God saves, God rescues, God delivers, God provides. How does he provide? He's done it through Christ. How do I access it? I open my mouth and I decree the thing which the Lord has decreed in his word. I say out of my mouth, I have the greatest power and the greatest ability to proclaim God's word for me, for my life, for my children, for my household, through my lips. Through my lips, through your lips. So many times we are expecting solution to come through someone else's two lips. Oh, let me ring, 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 call my best friend. Ring, 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 call my spouse. Ring, 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 call my pastor. Ring, 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 call my friend. But listen, call my sister, brother, mother, father. But listen, today, God is taking away the crutches. Just like a person, somebody knocked the crutches from them. And in the natural, that person will fall. But today, God is taking away the crutches. And we're not going to fall, but we're going to stand. Why? We will stand on this sure word of God. We will not fall. The enemy a lot of times likes to keep us in a handicapped position, in a position that we're relying on crutches, in a position that we're relying on the words of others coming from their two lips. We're relying on the words of others praying for us, spoon feeding us. But today, in the name of Jesus, through this psalm of the word of the Lord in Psalm 91, we're going to gain new strength. We're going to gain a new power in God. We're going to expand our bandwidth in God. We're going to deepen our own tent pegs. God says in Psalm 91 verse 3, surely God, he shall deliver me. I declare, God shall deliver me today out of this situation. God shall deliver me today out of this challenge, trial, problem. God shall deliver me today. God shall deliver my children. God shall deliver my spouse. God shall deliver my loved one. God shall deliver me on the job. God shall deliver me out of this financial situation. God shall deliver me out of this health challenge. The Lord, he shall deliver me. He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. He shall rescue me. Somebody send a trap for you. Like Haman in the book of Esther, they shall fall into their own trap. They shall fall into their own noose. The word, 66 books in the Bible of declarations for healing, of declarations for miracles, of declarations for deliverance, of declarations for salvation. This Bible is a book of decrees. I decree in the name of God, and it shall be so. I decree the word of God over my life, and it shall be so. I'm feeling empowered. I don't know about you, but my mind is shifting. My heart is shifting. I feel the presence of the Lord today encouraging me. Go on, daughter. God's got you. I thank God for his word today. His word helps us to know we are not alone. His word helps us to know we are not defenseless. His word helps us to know we have angelic help. We have supernatural help. We have the help of God. We have the help of the host of heaven. We have the help of angelic assistance. Do not be dismayed. Do not be disappointed. Do not be disturbed. Do not be distressed. Put your trust back in God. Psalms 91, verse 2 said, in God will I trust. In God will I trust. Today, put your trust in God. Don't falter. Don't fail to put your trust in God. God, today we declare our trust is in you. Our focus is on you. We're looking to you. Wherever we've been looking has caused us to be looking crazy. But today, in the name of the Lord, by the help of the Lord, the grace of God to put our trust back in you, the grace of God to put our eyes on you, the grace of God to put our focus on you. Father, thank you today for grace, supernatural empowerment, supernatural ability, supernatural enablement. When we get so low that we have thought to ourselves, I can't. God, I thank you for the grace of God that makes a way. I thank you for the grace of God that enables us. I thank you for the grace of God that helps us. I thank you, Father, that you are our help, our resource. Thank you that you rescue. Thank you, Father, that when we're at our wits' end today, you come through. Thank you for your unfailing love that we can't comprehend. Thank you that for God so loved the world, that means me, that he gave his only begotten son, that I, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but should receive from him eternal life. Thank you for the gift of eternal life today. Thank you for the unending gift of salvation today. Thank you for the unending gift of Jesus Christ today. Father, we bless and we praise you. Thank you for coming to us today through just so far these first three verses of scripture in Psalm 91. Let's see if we can at least get to Psalm 91 and 4. He shall, the Lord your God, shall cover thee with his feathers. He will protect you, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. His shield shall be your his truth shall be your shield and buckler. Let me see what it says in the NIV, New Living. He will cover you with his feathers. God will shelter you with his wings. God's faithful promises, that's our truth. They are your armor. They are your protection. The word of God is our protection today. The word of God is our truth today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all the benefits of God. I have protection from God. I have armor from God. I have his truth. I have his, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. Thank God today that through this teaching, we've gotten in the secret place of God. Stay and dwell and live in the secret place of God. Stay and live in the scriptures. The secret place is his word. The secret place is his promises that are in his word. The secret place is his presence. Stay, live, dwell in God, abide in God, abide in his truth. Put our trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding in all of our ways. Acknowledge him today. Acknowledge his goodness. Acknowledge his truth. Acknowledge his mercy. Acknowledge his sovereignty. Acknowledge him as God. The Lord, your God, he is God. Father, we thank you today for empowering and encouraging us today. Thank you for your word. Every dose of your word is like B12 vitamins. Every dose of your word gives us strength. It causes the weak to say, I'm strong. It causes the poor to say, I'm rich. Thank you for the power of decrees. Thank you for the power of declaration. Thank you for the power and the ability that I can say a thing, that I can decree a thing, and the Lord will back me up. Thank you for your supernatural power today, your supernatural enablement. Thank you for your super on my natural speak. But when I speak and proclaim and declare the word of the Lord, you back us up, you enforce your word. Thank you, Father, that you are an enforcer of your word. Thank you for the power of your word, the truth of your word, the grace of God. I pray today that you have enjoyed this time together in Psalm 91. We only got through verses 1 through 4, but it was good. I pray today that this word was a vaccine to your life, that this word of God was a vaccine to your day today. I pray that it would keep you and carry you and strengthen you as you walk through the rest of your day, as you walk through the rest of your week. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds. Remember, we are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministry. We invite you, come and fellowship with us. Come and worship with us. We are located at 250 Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Pastors, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson, welcome you. We say that when you come to Victory International Praise Ministries, VIP for short, you may come as a visitor, but you will leave as family. You will leave empowered in the Lord and knowing that Jesus loves you. Amen. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. May you walk in victory today. May you walk in the power of God. May you open your mouth and decree and say a thing based in alignment with the word of God. May you see for yourself the power of God in your life. Amen, amen, amen.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.